All right, welcome to the Just Two Black Brothers podcast. Hope everybody having a good, beautiful, blessed day. I'm DJ Pierre. That's my host, Poe Politic, and then we join with Lord Jazz and Glow. What's going on?
Yeah, man. What up? Thanks for having us, man. Salute to y'all.
Thank you. Hey, thank you.
Bonjour.
bonjour.
You know French too, right? I was just reading that about you.
Yeah, I was born in France.
What's up?
Wait, let me turn the volume up.
Yes, so we can
have it.
That's good.
Okay. So yeah, I do speak French.
Hey, Lord Jazz, I was gonna ask you. So what you after right now, man? Cause I'll look at your old video. What you after right now?
What I'm up to right now?
No, what you after? You remember that song we had? What I'm after?
Of course, man. Yeah, of course, man. After the gold and after that, the platinum, man. Ain't nothing changed. Just staying busy, man. Trying to stay busy, man. During this pandemic, you know, it's all you can do, you know. You know, I'm working with my daughter. Previously, in September, I dropped the project with my man, True Trilla, from Newark, New Jersey. He's from the 050 Boys. And, you know, dropped that in September. It's called Lord Trilla, you know. And just working. It's 050. Yeah.
Go check it out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, you know, man, just staying busy, man. I did an album with Lords. Did an album with Lords, along with the Snow Goons out of Germany. Mm-hmm. We was dropped that this summer, man. Then the COVID hit and kind of wiped out the tour, so we didn't release it yet. So we're gonna release it like February, March of 21. So, you know, man, just, you know, trying to maintain, stay busy, and keeping this one busy.
I was looking at her YouTube. It's like you basically a veteran already. You started very young. I saw P.O. said 7 years ago. I was like, dang, she started
long. Yeah, that song nice. That song was nice and catchy too. I was like, I'm shining.
I saw DJ, like DJ Glow, right?
Yeah, DJ Glow. That's how I started off. So I started off as a DJ. So my name was DJ Glow. Thanks to my dad, because I followed along his footsteps, you know, and I started learning how to DJ at only 4 years old, and I was working my way up, and I started to rap when I was about 8, and that's when I'm Shining came along, and we did a music video, and yeah, it is catchy, and that's my uncle's dude, and Funk wrote that for me. And
do it all in funky. Yeah.
Do it all in funky. But,
yeah. I saw you. You performed it with Redman and Method Man, right?
Yes, I did.
A lot of times.
Oh, okay. I saw the video.
Redman was actually one of y'all DJs, right? I was reading about that.
Now, Redman actually was a Do It All's DJ before Do It All got in Lords. Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Do you know this kid named, it's this guy I interviewed, his name is Dricky Graham. He has that song Snapback and Tattoos.
Dricky?
Yeah, he was telling me he was in y'all video.
From North. Yeah.
He was like, I was in that video when I was young. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, he was like 3, man. We put him in a TikTok video. He was a little boy. He had some fronts. He was like, ah. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's Dricky. Yeah,
he told me that. I was gonna say, I read that all of y'all met in school, the Lords of the Underground. So I'll say, what was y'all going to school for? That's what I was gonna know. Ask first.
Yeah, man. I went to school for radio, TV communications, and that major. And I had a radio show, man. I actually started off with a gospel show, like waking up, opening up the radio station. This was on campus of Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I started by doing a gospel show. Then I worked my way up to jazz. And then, you know, I love jazz music, but I had to have a long talk with my program director. Man, I was like, man, I love gospel and I love jazz, but, you know, this is not really where my heart is. My heart is in hip hop and funk and reggae and soul. So, he gave me my chance to, you know, do my own show and be able to play anything, which was a first at this particular college. So while doing that, I DJed my show. I DJed all on campus. I DJed all around Raleigh, Durham area. And a good friend of mine by the name of Derek L.A. Jackson, I taught him how to DJ, and I used to bring him around with me, you know, to do parties. And, you know, we just had a ball, man, in college. So when he graduated, he was like, yo, Jazz, man, I'm going to look out for you, man. I don't know what, but I'm going to look out for you, man, because I appreciate you. I'm like, you know, whatever. So that summer, I go back home to Cleveland. I was in Cleveland, Ohio. And he called me. He was like, yo, Jazz, I'm at Molly's house. I'm at the house of his. And Molly found out Molly was his cousin.
Mm.
So he was like, yo, when you go back to school, form a group and send me a demo tape.
Mm.
And that's what I did, man. When I went back, I hooked up with my man Do It All. I met him through another good friend of mine named Denton Evans. And me and Dude, we just, you know, we clicked immediately, man. And I took him to the DJ gigs that I had. I would have an MC. And, you know, we just built a bond, man. And everybody was like, yo, y'all dope, y'all dope, y'all dope. And, you know, we just started doing stuff, just me and him. And then later they told us about this younger cat named Mr. Funky. So I was like, all right, I want to hear this guy because I'm forming a group. So I went to hear him. I was like, man, I'm starting a group, man. I want to hear what you got. And when he spit, man, like the first 8 bars, I was like, psh, all right, you down. So we went back to my dorm room, man, and we laid down Psycho and a couple other joints on the 4-track and sent the tape, sent it to my man, and like a week later, because we sent it in the mail. That's how we used to have to do back then.
Yeah.
So he called me like, yo, man, Marley love the Psycho joint, man. He want to meet y'all. So we hooked up a show in Raleigh. He came down. Marley came down to see us perform. And that was it, man. He was like, I want y'all to come to the House of Hits. And I drove up. And then the rest was history, man.
Mm.
Y'all going to say, today, like, I was playing Chief Rocker. Then my girl came in. She was like, oh, you interviewing one of them today? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, that's dope right there. That's the real hip hop. So I was going to say, how you feel like knowing that y'all have a brick in hip hop that ain't going to never go nowhere. You know, y'all got a, you know, it's a wall. One of the brick walls is one of y'all.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, yeah, we got our stamp in hip hop, man. And we did it by being ourselves and just having fun, you know. That's what the Here Come the Lords album was about, the Keepers of the Funk album. I mean, we were young, man. We were 18, 19, 20. And, you know, we didn't have a care in the world. So when you hear these songs like Chief Rocket, man, we just wanted to have fun because back then it was turning into, like, you know, violent and the gangster era. And we kind of just did our own thing, man. You know, we were more of, I would say, leaders than followers. You know, we always believe that. So, you know, come to find out, hey, we got classics, man. So, you know, we definitely blessed with that.
Yeah, I was looking at
that. I think, I don't know, back then I was a little younger, but it's actually now it's kind of like an underground hip-hop genre now. And it kind of, I can say that kind of came from just y'all name. It kind of started, yeah. You know, now it's underground hip-hop, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a lot of things underground. I mean, I'm happy for that, man. I mean, I'm happy. And I'm happy that the underground is still alive. The only thing that I'm not too happy about is that the underground, the new underground artists really don't get enough play or enough shine. You know, you really have to dig to find anything. And it's a lot of good underground music out there, man. I don't know if you listen to my Friday Night Mix show, but this is the music that I like to put in the forefront, you know, to get people familiar with these new artists, you know?
Here, you were saying something?
Yeah, no, I was saying with Chief Rocket, man, like, shit, man, I was in Sacramento, California, so it made it out to Sacramento, because, you know, at that time, like you just said, that gangster rap era, so... For Chief Rocker to come on the radio in Sacramento, you like, you got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, man.
You like, oh, okay, what's that? What's that coming on the radio? Because we hearing Snoop and Dre, Ice Cube, people like that out there. So I'm in Brooklyn, New York now, so it's a staple. So, but there at that time, man, you know, and that was like, shoot, that's one of my, man, I ain't even cap, you know what I'm saying? That was one of my favorite songs back then. I did have a question about it real quick, like as far as, like that was a number one hit. That was like a number one rap single in the country at the time. Yeah. Do you feel like that would be harder to do in today's because basically my question is, how you feel about today's rap? Because some people say it's better because it's different lanes to get money now.
Yeah.
Than it was back then. Because you ain't coming with no funny gimmick back in the 90s. Not too much. You might have somebody like Humpty Hump had a little gimmick that worked for Digital Underground or whatever, but you didn't see too many gimmicks back then. But now people say, you know, it's a lane for everything. But how you feel about the current state of hip-hop?
I'm okay with it, man. I mean, I'm from the 90s era. And, you know, if everything would have stayed the same, then it would be stagnant. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I personally don't really listen to a lot of it. But I do not have a problem at all with these young cats, you know,
yeah.
Money, man. I mean, I'd rather them do that than, you know, on the streets or, you know, doing drugs and doing bad. So
right.
The only thing I don't like or don't understand is when they got a little paper, they gotta flaunt it and show everybody what they got.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you live on Instagram right now holding up $400,000, man. Yeah. You know, in jewels and people are looking at.
Hey. Look. Rest in peace. Like, rest in peace, Pop Smoke, man. Like, that should be the number one lesson to everybody out there now. You man. Saw what happened. You saw what happened to Pop Smoke. Like, and we had it. We interviewed an up-and-coming rapper out of L.A. And he told us. He said, look, man, them stick-up kids, them jack boys, them stick-up kids, they know every inch of the city.
Yep.
So if you post... Like, if you post somewhere with a palm tree that's missing one palm,
they know where you at.
I know exactly where you at if you got the palm tree missing the one palm. Oh, it froze up?
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Okay, yeah, so I was saying, we had a rapper on before, and he was saying, he from L.A., and he told us, he said, them stick-up kids and jack boys, they know where you at, man. So if you posted a picture with that one palm tree missing two palms...
Yeah.
They know where you at. You might not think nobody know where you at.
Right.
But you hear so many stories now where rapper killed live on Instagram after dissing rival. I'm like, dang, like them dudes know where y'all at, man.
Yeah.
But so I guess that's something you preach to your daughter next to you, like, look, you know, Instagram is cool. You connect with your followers and your fans, but don't be up there. You can't stunt on people who don't have, because your fans are people who don't have, and they live vicariously through you sometimes.
Exactly.
But then you also got some haters out there that's like right. I can't believe you think you better than me because you got 100,000 in your anything. Shoot, black people hate on you if you take care of your kids. Shoot, they get mad at you for taking care of your kids. You like, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do.
I'm supposed to do that. So, yeah, it's hard to navigate through that.
Yeah, facts, man. I mean, with Glow and my son, I you know, just tell them to be humble, man. You know, just be humble. Work on your craft every day. You know, be great. But, you know, be humble, man, because, you know, we're people, mm-hmm. You know? With people, and you know that's how we do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm asking you. I was watching BET Awards last night, and I was reading that your group won the first ever hip hop award for BET Awards. So yeah, since man. I yesterday, I was just, what do you think about that? How long ago was that?
Oh, man, that was what? This was 90. 92. I think 92. I got the award. It's in the other room, but this was before they used to put it on TV.
Oh, okay, okay.
What was it at?
Huh?
What was it at? What was the award show? Man,
it was in New York somewhere. I can't really remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's somewhere. But, yeah, before it was on TV, yeah, they used to just do it every year. I forget where. But yeah, anyway, yeah, we got the first award, man. It's like wooden and...
Oh, man. Maybe
I might get up and show y'all.
Yeah, I want to show you. Do you know who won this year?
No, I don't. I didn't even.
I'm gonna try to find it right now. It was on last night. It was actually okay.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Glow. What you think about hip hop right now?
Right now, it's definitely not the same as before. So I think it's. It's different. Well, I'm talking about trap mostly. I know it's not really hip hop, but I'm thinking like it's so different. So, I mean, I like trap, but I was like raised up on underground hip hop. Like my dad would be playing, you know, a bunch of classic hip hop joints all the time. So I grew up on that. So that's where my roots are. So that's like. What style I like, but I still like the new style to answer your question.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I listen to some artists that I like, but also just not as much as.
Oh, we're gonna check out the award, but we're gonna ask you for your top five in a minute. So right. Glow, your top when your dad finished. We need your top five right now. Oh, dang, that's it. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to find that either if somebody asked me for
it. Yeah, Migos
actually. Yeah, that's what's up. Oh, they did? Yeah. For what? Best group?
Yeah, Migos won, and the groups were City Girls, Earth Gang, Griselda, Jack Boys, and Chloe and Haley. I'm surprised Chloe and Haley didn't win. I like that song.
I mean, out of all those groups, I mean, I prefer Griselda, but I know they wouldn't win. But because they're more my type, but like, yeah, Griselda, they formed a nice new underground movement, man.
We're gonna send you a group after we finish. You like new because you like new, man. We're gonna send you a group. What's the name, Paul?
Prime Time,
and Def Soldier. They out of the Bronx.
Okay.
If you like Griselda, man, they sound spitting image of Griselda. They just ain't on yet, but they dope.
I need that, man. I like premiering, you know, music like that on my show.
Yeah, we'll shoot it over to you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you want to talk about the show a little bit more? How long you been doing your show? How long you been doing it?
Man, like almost 5 years I've been doing it. Friday, I just call it the Friday Night Mix Show, man. And I do it live on Facebook. Periscope, sometimes like Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all the DJ, a lot of DJs doing on Instagram and stuff now. But I think like Facebook cracked down on playing the music online, and now even they trying to get on Twitch about playing the music online.
Yeah,
so it's like taking away a lot of ways. Like, there's no way that they doing shows. So how the DJ gonna make money right now?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy, man. They really cracking down. It's like, you know, what you supposed to do, man? Because, I mean, you can't go DJ at a club. The club's open.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You got to do DJing on the street.
Man, so, I mean, for some reason, they, I don't know, they allow just certain DJs to be able to play whatever without, you know, stopping them. And, you know, a lot of other DJs like, man, like, why I can't get that love? But, you know, it is what it is, man. You got to figure out a way, you know, get around it.
That's life too, though, huh? You know, some people going to be able to, like you said, you like, damn, you playing every Jay-Z song, but I play a song by somebody that ain't even known. You tell me, hey, I'm going to cut your live off. I'm like, yo, this man playing. This man playing everything.
I think it's that DJ Nice.
Yeah, they let him play whatever.
Night Wonder. They be on there every day. They don't do nothing with them. Then the regular people, yeah, they be blocking you and everything. So it must, maybe they got a deal or something.
Big up to D Nice, man, because he really he like blew the internet.
Yeah, he did. He got Michelle Obama on the listening to the your mixes.
So I mean, that's just a good look for DJing in general, and for music in general, not just hip hop.
I was just watching something. I saw Do It All on there. You ever heard of Pass the Mic, the DJ Cassidy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I just heard about that today. I actually got to finish watching the rest of it. Man, yeah, I was like, this is amazing. Yeah, it was just when you see something good like that for the first time, I was like, what is this? Like, it was like, I started from the first one. I was like, man, this is dope.
Yeah, that's incredible, man. Shout out to my man Do It All, man. Dude is still everywhere. Shout out to my man Mr. Funky, man. Still, we still doing our thing, man. Still doing our thing.
Yeah, far as with your daughter, like what are y'all goals with her music?
What are the goals?
The goals, yeah. What are y'all trying to the plan with the music with her?
You wanna answer that? Or you want me to answer? Well, I mean the goal for now, man, is to just get heard. You know, that's the goal, is to get heard. It sucks that we can't really do shows because, that's a big part of it, doing the shows. But just getting heard, man, and just promoting her and getting her out there because she's amazing, man. Not just because she's my daughter, but she's amazing, man, and what she can do. I mean, she does it all. I mean, she produces now. She DJ, she sings, she raps, she plays, four instruments?
Yeah.
Man, wait till you hear her EP, though, man. I'm so proud of you. You really killed that. By herself, too, man. She produced, arranged, and did everything, so. I don't know if you checked her latest video.
Yeah, you got it? Is it You Got It Right? Something like that?
Yeah, You Got It.
Yeah.
She did all that.
How would you describe your, since you said you're creating everything, Gloria, how would you describe your creative process?
I started actually on this project in the beginning of quarantine because I thought of there's nothing else to do and I just started producing. That's actually when I started going on to Logic Pro. I got Logic Pro and I just started making a whole album during the quarantine. And so my creative process, I usually start off with usually a concept because I like to work around a concept. So
clamp.
I have to find something I want to write about and what I want the song to be and what style I want it.
So excuse me real quick. What she's talking about is what we call clamp. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of clamp?
No, what's that?
Okay, like she said, the seed is the concept. We start with the concept.
Concept.
And the L is lyrics. For the lyrics to go with the concept. The A is the attitude. You have to have the attitude with the lyrics to go with the concept. And after that, the M is music. Music.
Yep.
To combine it all together. And the last thing, last but not least, is the P.
Performance. Yes.
So when you get all together, you clamp it all together. And when the people see your performance, and when you're looking at in their eyes, and they feel it right here in their heart, you know you got it, man.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what we try to go by every time we make a song.
Yep, that's my creative.
You got to do that now to separate the real from the fake anyway. So you got so many people that could just turn on the computer and talk into a microphone that you could tell they ain't really putting up behind it. Like we get songs all the time, man. Don't send us a song that say John's first draft. You're like, dang, man, come on, bro. Like if you know you're sending the music to somebody to listen to it. title it nicely, you know.
Be professional, man.
Be professional. Yeah, you know? But it's cats out there that just see the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like me. That's like me. That's like us. Just going to the basketball, going to watch the Knicks game and say, you know what, now I'm finna go down there and play. You ain't, man, you can't do that. You got to know the game. You got to study the game. Somebody got to put you on. Like, but people just think they can just jump out there.
You know what's crazy nowadays that they do a lot? Well, before the quarantine, man, when I used to go to a show, and this is like before the quarantine.
Yeah.
All everybody is out there performing with their vocals. I'm like, man, it drives me crazy, man.
Yeah, my boy out here, we do shows out here. He got a rule that you can't have your vocals on. That's like the rule. If you want to perform, no vocals.
Man. Yeah, that's the worst.
Man, like they holding the mic out like this. And this, you know, the song is still, and the crowd still like this.
Though. Yeah.
You already paid. You got that on Spotify. You don't got to go to no concert for that.
The actual show, if you can just listen to it.
So, like, Glow, when she rocks, man, we make TV tracks. She really, really performs. She really says the words. You know, and people be amazed, like, wow, she don't have no vocals behind her.
Right. And when we went to, it was just me and my mom. We went down in France. My dad wasn't even there. We just... Paris. Walked up on stage with a ready mask, no instrument, like no acapella. I mean, no, we did it acapella, but like no
beat,
TV, anything. And
and
the man just
started beatboxing. For
like 40,000 people was out there.
That's dope. Yeah, that's dope.
All right. That's tight though. So you grew up already around all the fame and lights.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she's there. I mean, not to mention, man, she did a movie, man. She had the lead role in the movie, too. I don't know if you
know. What's the name of the movie?
It's called Demain Tout Commence. It was in France.
It's a French film.
Oh. Yep. So I can't write that down, so I don't know what you just said. One more time.
We'll text
you. All right, for sure.
In English, it's Two is a Family.
It's called Two is a Family.
All right. So if I might can find it by saying Two is a Family French film.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I like your hat and the sticker.
Yeah, man.
What y'all think about that? Like current climate in the U.S.
Man, the current climate in the U.S. is soon gonna be like the current climate in Europe right now, man. I mean, my wife is from Paris, France, and you know she watches the news still from out there. You know, it's like they're always 2 weeks ahead of us. So that happens out there happens in the States like 2 weeks later. So today they just closed everything. Like the second wave is even worse than the first one. And so it's definitely coming here, man. It's definitely coming.
Yeah, they already said that kind of like be prepared for that, right? That second wave.
That's probably why stocks been dropping and stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I still don't understand why people are upset about wearing a mask. Just wear a mask, man. If it can protect people and keep you from harm, you don't want that.
And we can all get out of this sooner.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know us, we don't mind now. We got the nice mask on. We got the
designer mask. That became nothing right. I saw somebody with a Louis Vuitton mask on.
I just got this mask in the mail yesterday. I'm gonna show y'all real quick from this website. It's by the clothing company Public School out here in New York City, and it just say New York Tough on it. All right. This mask, and they made it out of good quality material, all of that. But I say something like, with black folk, man, you know, we're gonna turn up with a mask. If they say we got to wear the mask, we're going to turn up with that mask on. Okay. Hey. Yeah, hey, look. Black people got... Hey, you got black people with... They got a mask on, they got the time on it, so you don't got to look at your face. Hey, what?
Yeah, it's going to be a Bluetooth mask.
Right.
Nah, but you know, the folks that don't, you know, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, me and the family was talking about the other day. Like, we're talking about Herman Cain.
Okay.
You ride with Trump, you do everything with him, he tell you to come to his rally, don't wear no mask, you catch the coronavirus and die. Come on, man. It don't work. It don't work like, it should work like that.
It's like death. Oh, it's just death. You know, it's all right. It's just death.
And you know, here in Brooklyn, you know, the Jews, they don't wear them.
They don't wear them.
They don't wear them, man. You go through the whole neighborhood.
They said
we get it, we gonna. But the thing is, I understand y'all want to do that in y'all community, man. But y'all just don't stay in y'all community. So,
right,
y'all all over the city. So if y'all walking around with no mask on, y'all putting other people who don't believe what you believe in danger.
But I was thinking about it too. I said, I think with the mask, how we was talking about, we wearing the designer mask. I think that's just hip hop because, you know, wearing that little regular mask ain't fly.
Nah, we're going to have to switch that up, man.
Yeah, because it's kind of like the mask kind of like matching the outfit, so you got to be on point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should.
So, wait, hold real quick, Glo. You want to give them your Instagram and all that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have my Instagram.
Website.
My website, my Instagram. You can go check me out there. At Miss DJ Glo for my Instagram. I do my live shows every week. I try to get it in every Saturday at 1. I perform live just a cover of a song that my followers want me to play. I usually ask them what they want me to play throughout the week, and they answer like what they want me to play, and interact with my fans, and at the end of the week, I just play the song that I need to play, and
you do it live.
I choose the best one, and I do it live.
Oh yeah, I saw you did some Bruno Mars. Oh, you doing some Bruno Mars covers? I saw those.
Yeah.
My daughter, she's 15. She likes singing. What's that song? That's How I Like It.
That's What I Like.
Yeah, that's What I Like. It's a game on the Nintendo Switch called Let's Sing, and that's probably like one of the only urban songs on there. So. Yeah. She's singing that one every time.
And I actually had Mr. Talkbox come on the live when I did.
Oh, that's dope.
24K, and that was really cool because he actually played it on my live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was super dope.
That's
what
really inspired me to keep just doing the Talkbox. Yeah, I was really happy that he came on, and because he's the one that sung with
right.
Bruno Mars, the talk box part.
Man, I like y'all, man. Y'all bridging the gap from the old and the new. That's what's man. Up. That's what's up. Hey,
that's what we're here for, man. That's
I
what
agree. We
also, mm-hmm. also go to her bank, and y'all could get her. She just put out. What's your name? Watermelon?
Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. I did that cover last week.
Okay.
Followers on my live, and I just posted it on my Bandcamp, so you can get it there.
Is the Bandcamp under, what's the Bandcamp under? Just Glo?
It's Gloria Colston.
Okay. AKA J Glo.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
And go check out my YouTube, my new single, You Got It.
Video.
You can go check that out also. And I'm working on a bunch of other songs. I'm working on my EP right now. So that'll be out soon. So
December 4th.
Yeah.
So
we appreciate y'all. Hey Glo, you didn't give us your top five though right now. Who your top five right now? That
top
you listen
five.
That you listening to. And you can't put yourself in it.
Or your dad.
Rhapsody is incredible.
Yeah, I like the female artists. I just I like their rap style, but most of the time it's like a little vulgar for me.
Yeah, it's too raunchy.
But yeah, I like you know, Megan Thee Stallion. But I mostly like back in the day, like Lauryn Hill, MC Light, all them.
Yeah,
we always talk about that too, female rappers, man. Like, you ain't got a beef and talk about the next one to get money, you know? Cause, but they feel like it could only be one female rapper at the top. That's so old. That's old cliche stuff. Like, Like, you know, Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim, one of them had to be number one at the time, but if they would have just, you know, if you just realize, you know, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money out there.
It's funny, though, because actually I was talking about the DJ Cassidy thing, and I saw Moni Love like that on the show. So it wasn't like that for a minute, because a minute it was like Moni Love, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper. It was all of them. So when all of a sudden did it get to where it had to be one female rapper? It wasn't like that before, though.
Yeah,
maybe the industry made that a thing.
Yeah, the industry, I agree.
I think when that started, I think Lil' Kim started that, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think one like one of the first MCs to, you know, be a little sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean,
she was. She was the first one to be like, you was like her and Trina. We were talking about the other day. You can even listen to that song with Trick Daddy because they're on the radio because it beeped out everything. But when you finally heard the unedited one, you like, whoo, what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on over here? Because you never heard no female rapper talk like that on no song. Two Live Crew was probably the closest you would get to that stuff. But like me growing up, they had the song where they had the X out, put the box squares over the women in the bikini. So it was rap wasn't even nothing like that. Now shoot, they do whatever they want to.
Right. But I mean, it's sad though that you know these female artists think that they have to do that, man, just to get seen. Her, I mean,
they do.
Like, what
now
was it?
All the ones that do get seen.
You know the game.
I mean, because that's what guys want to look at.
Yeah, but then again, you got to make them men respect you for your words and your bars, because you know that it's easy to like, man. Look. I know you only what 15, 16, and but the thing is here. It's easy for a woman to do that by catering to a man. You're not really showing no skill by talking sexy on a rap song or making OnlyFans or doing this or doing that, because of course you're going to have men out there that's going to do it. But I think with that in the game, you got to make them respect you. Adele ain't doing that. Adele making so much money. You know what I'm saying? So in rap, it got to be a seismic shift where it's like, all right, we got to make them respect what we talking about. And same thing with rap. Like, people want to say, you old and rapping. Willie Nelson, 76, 78, was doing shows, selling out shows. All the rock groups in the 60s, 70s, they making all this money. But you say, oh, you 38 and rapping. Come on, man. We got to change that.
Remember, like, Salt and Pepper? Even when they talked about, like, certain subjects, they talked about it a certain way where you really didn't know what they was talking about. Like, you was a kid and you heard the song, you don't know what they really talking about.
They wanted to get that on the radio too.
They were like talking over your head a little bit.
The parents in the back like, okay. We all like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we got to change a lot of stuff in the game, because even though the hip hop is the leading music genre to me, And it does influence a lot of people. Like Poe had to tell a guy we had on before. He was saying, you know, he said, you know, hip hop culture raised him. And Poe told him, what you mean to say is you was raised by black people. like black people raised you. If you say you was raised by hip hop culture, because you know we at the forefront of that. Everybody want to be like a rapper or like black folk.
Yeah.
Until it comes to the higher levels of the upper echelons of the government, then they like, yeah, all right, whatever. But in your normal cities and states, man, they love black people.
Man, not even just the states, man. When you go across the Atlantic Ocean,
yeah,
just being a black American, they like, they listen to our music. I mean, man, black people are like the number one. I think, like, as being creative and
innovators
in arts and sports and things like that, man, they love us worldwide, man. Mm-hmm. They love everything that we stand for. They love everything that we're about. I mean, man, what's crazy to me is, like we still do a lot of shows. Well, before the pandemic, we did a lot of shows in Europe, and, you know, I would look out in the crowd and, like, see some 11 and 12 year olds, man, like with their parents.
Mm.
And they know their music. Like they on point.
Yeah.
Like it shocks me a lot of time, like, wow, like they really teaching their youth about our music, man. Like really, really.
Right, right, right. That's what's up, man. Out here.
But it's a beautiful thing.
What'd you say, Paul?
No, I was just saying we never knew hip hop would make it this far, but it did.
Oh. Yo, yeah, we had no idea, man. I mean, our first show in Paris, France was in 1996. And we were just like, dad, they know our music in France. and we went over there and man, Chief Rock, we almost tore the roof off of this place. They still talk about this show to this day, man.
Mm.
That was like one of the best shows we've ever done, man.
I see a plaque on the wall. What's that? Behind you. By Glow's name.
Oh yeah, that was something that the Nerve DJs gave me out of Cleveland, Ohio. I don't know if you know Johnny O.
Yeah. Oh, Nerve, yeah, NERVE. Hey, I used to rock with them for a minute, man. We used to do little conference calls and stuff back in the, but maybe like early 2010s, like 2010, 11 time frame. Yeah. Johnny O. That's a good dude right there.
Hey, man, shout out to my man Johnny O. Also, my man Coach East. Like, these are like 2 days. Like, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and I used to listen to these guys on the radio. They're the ones who got me into wanting to be a DJ. So, man, shout out.
Yeah, Johnny O. Yeah. Shout out to the Nerve DJs.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, shout out to my girl. Nope, too, man. For
oh yeah, shout out Nope, man. Nope, yeah, Nope be plugging us. Nope, good. That's good people right there for us. Po, she know she start helping us do the you know, we do the rap tournament. We take about our first battle we had like 16 rappers. Man, oh, y'all should check that out too. Maybe you come on one day, judge or something, cause we be having some nice artists on there. And we get a winner $200 and a we got a hood Grammy we made. We'll get that to him, a little trophy we give it to him.
Yeah.
We done had some nice MCs on there. If you ever want to check one out in person, man, the invitation is out there.
Oh, all right, bet.
And if Glow, you want to put some songs in it. Okay, for sure. And if Glow, you want to get it, you want to be a participant in it, if you feel like,
go ahead, Paul. Glow, are you singing now? Are you singing or rapping? Because I said the last song kind of was like more of a singing vibe to me.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm more like into the, I like doing like funk. My latest single was like more Latin, R&B pop. But I am going into I do have a couple of rap songs actually with my dad. So I still do rap, but I also like to do my other live instrument playing. And
She branching out, man. Yeah. So
just doing it.
That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah, I do still.
I mean, everybody doing everything now. I was asking what you think about this. Like there's a lot of artists now, they be singing, but then they try to say they're rappers. So like Drake kind of. Yeah. He more like singing, but people like it's a lot of artists, like a lot of rappers, drinking now, like singing.
Drake started all of that, man. And I mean, man, for me, Drake is dope, man. This dude is incredible because I know he can really rap. Like, he really rap, you know. So it ain't like he, you know, just doing it, but he can really rap. So I know this dude, like he's a busy man, and I know he don't write a lot of his stuff. But it's like, man, when you get that big, like, you don't have time to, you know what I mean?
Hey, we were talking about that before, too. Like, look, you want to be broke and write everything and do all your music, or you want to have a team and be a millionaire?
You like, I'll write something for
you. I'll write you a song right now. Just pay me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know they was talking about that dude, Quinn Miller. So, I remember they was talking about, oh, he broke Drake's stuff. And he just dropped something, but it was not good. So it's like, just because you write it for somebody else, don't mean you can do it.
But that's why a lot of writers do that too, huh?
They know you're writing. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, you got to have a team out there. I believe that's just how it is, especially when you get that big, man. It's like, look, you in a different country every day, probably before the COVID. But like they said, COVID is bringing out the creativity in people, though. Like they say, if you ain't did nothing creative during COVID, then you got a problem.
Yeah, something wrong with you.
If we did one thing,
I said some of the. I think the people that don't make it through this little period, just the people that ain't supposed to make it. Some y'all ain't gonna make it. Y'all just stuck.
Yeah, because
that's true, though.
Because this your time to learn your. You can learn yourself sitting at home right now. You can learn. And I even seen then some rappers they was doing $1 concerts on Instagram.
Man, you get paid for
playing games. I think Erykah Badu was doing that.
Oh yeah,
yeah, she was doing one. Then the second one was $2.
It went all the way up to $3.
Man. Oh, it did? Oh yeah. But like Poe said, you can make money doing YouTube videos, playing video games, yeah. On Twitch. This money. There's people out there, man. That's just sitting at home watching videos all day.
Hey man, what's crazy is like on Twitch. That's what that site is about. It's about people playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really on Twitch like that. But man, my man, he was like, "Yo, I'm not into the video games or nothing like that." But I just sat and I wanted to understand why, like, this guy has a million followers on Twitch. Like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Shout out to my man D Square, man, 107.
Shout out. FM.
But, yeah, he was like, man, what is he doing? So he sat and watched. So what it is, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Man, it was like, it's like six characters. And it's like, man, they made, like, their own little cartoon. Like, they doing the voiceover and everything. That was new to me. I ain't never just sat and just watched it, but I sat and watched it. I'm like, man, it's shit kind of funny.
Yep.
But it's like, he getting paid. He's selling merchandise and like everything, man. So, man, this COVID, like you said, man, if you're not out there being creative or working on your craft or just doing something, then you don't need to be doing nothing.
Man. I feel like...
crazy.
Yeah,
I think that's our mission in life is to create. I think you don't supposed to just be working no little nine. I mean, you can work a 9-to-5 on the side, but you get paid more by creating stuff.
Yeah,
even if it's just connections, relationships, but creating, that's how you. As long as you creating, you all right.
I agree.
Yeah, man, and you happy about yourself? I mean, you know, it's just
Glow, you play video games?
I did used to, like, last year and the last couple years, but not really.
Man, I got a 5-year-old man. He'll sit and watch the walkthroughs where the guy play the game from beginning to end and show you where all the secret things are. Yo, I got a 5-year-old man. He don't got the game, but he'll sit there and watch that man play that game, and that dude got like 68,000 followers. Because there's other 5-year-olds like my son that want to learn how to play Super Mario or something. And they just sit there and watch the whole thing.
Man, my little nephew, I thought, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
My cousin, my son, he was like 5-6 years old. Instead of playing with his own toys, he would watch this little boy on YouTube play with his toys.
Yep.
And the kid got like $1 million. Like,
They said he made They said he made $21 million, like in 2019, off of playing with toys. But look, I said, man, look, if that was my son too, we gonna get every toy in the store. We finna go home and make this video, cause look, at that point, the parents I don't know if they call that pimping, but. But hey, take this G.I. Joe, get on that video and tell them what to do. And we're going to make 21 million.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Get all the new toys.
Yeah. He even got his own toy line. I mean, he got his own toy line now.
Like, for me, it's like, what?
Yeah, he got his own toy line now on Target. He got his own toy line. Yeah, he got his own toys now, so he played with them on the. His name is called Ryan's Toyland or something. Yeah, at Target, yep. That's it. Crazy. And that started from him. That started just by him playing with a toy online, man. That's crazy.
Welcome to America, man.
Capitalist day. You got to cap. Yeah, that's how you're going to cap. You got to capitalize off something in this country or you're going to get left in the dust.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we appreciate y'all, man. Look, we appreciate y'all coming. You know, give us a little history. Give us some game. Show us the future. And then you brought the future with you, so we couldn't ask for more.
All right. That's what's up. Appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing your thing, too. And, yeah, send me the links, man, so we can check out some of the videos. Maybe Glow will get on. Maybe I do a judge.
Yeah. For sure. All right, y'all. Y'all be good, man. Be easy and good luck in the future.
All right,
peace. All right, peace out.
Got the L's up.
Leave.
You good?